Hello and welcome back to the Hubcast. In today's episode, which is episode 5, I am joined by Lindsay Light, Business Advisory Manager at Creston Reeves, who are the accountancy firm providing a full range of accountancy, business advisory and financial services. We really wanted to produce a podcast on the topic of a business finance for personal trainers and fitness professionals, as it's a topic we get asked a lot about and understandably can be pretty confusing. So today I'll be asking Lindsay for her advice and top tips when it comes to the financial side of running a fitness business. So let's get straight into it. So firstly, Lindsay, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
A minute ago, so let's hope this time's absolutely fine. Firstly, I'm sure everyone wants to know about Creston Reeves and your role and what it is that you do. So a bit of intro, if that's all right.
Yep, that's fine. So thank you for the introduction. My name is Lindsay Light. I am passionate about encouraging others to find their voice in business to help them grow. This is because I, as a young female in business, I have always struggled to be heard and to actually having to constantly prove myself. Sure. So I want to encourage others that it's fine to speak up and actually find your voice. And at Creston Reeves, we aim to guide our people, clients and communities to a brighter, more sustainable future. We understand the world of accounting is forever evolving and we want to help all generations to embrace this change through our trusted advice and support. Our passion for continued improvement ensures that we understand goals, will support you on your journey and will help you to realise your true potential.
Amazing. So I'm going to start off with a very generic overview sort of thing, but what advice would you give to personal trainers and gym owners tackling the financial side of running a business for the first time? And that isn't, I suppose you could say right now might be a little bit trickier than normal, but what would you advise them? Is there anything that you can suggest to help? Or
so this all comes down to how much time you have to spend on the admin side of your business. We understand entrepreneurs are very busy running their own business, so the financial side isn't always their top priority. And to be honest, we usually don't like people dabbling when they haven't got much time, because it can lead to some bad records and then more time that we spend and you spend on it. If you can learn to use a software, then I would recommend that. There's so many different softwares out there now, and they're all for the non-accountant type. You don't have to be an accountant to use it. You don't have to understand all the jargon that we use. It's very basic to use. Different software such as Xero, QuickBooks, they all have online training programs so that you can learn how to use it as you go. If this is something that you'd be interested in, I would always speak to an advisor, especially to cover any areas of your business that you find are less efficient. There's different apps that you can bolt on to your package. So, for example, invoicing apps to save you having to manually produce a Word invoice, or expense apps so that you can claim your expenses and your employees can through your an app that's so much more simple. As the accounting industry is moving into the digital era, we've seen lots of changes around this. So you may have heard of Making Tax Digital.
So
this is something we've seen change over the last year, and basically now all VAT registered businesses with turnover above the VAT threshold are required to submit a VAT return electronically. So this means they can't simply just do everything on a spreadsheet and then log on to HMRC to file their VAT return. So that's caused a big change in the accounting industry, and it's pushed a lot of people onto online software. Whether or not you like it is just how it has to be now. And HMRC are going to be rolling out Making Tax Digital in other areas, such as personal tax in the future as well. So we will see a lot of changes coming. The biggest change that we've seen, when I started at Creston Reeves, we had paper bag jobs where you'd receive a bag of receipts. And I once received a sock within that, and we'd have to prepare manual records from all of that. So now having an accounting software that it's got all the information on, it has really changed everything and made it so much more efficient.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guilty for a spreadsheet, and I'm sure you are as well. But things are changing, and it is, I suppose, for the better sometimes. And that's the same, even the same when it comes to the software that we use. I mean, a lot of people, personal trainers, used to use paper and stuff to record all of their weights.
Yeah.
everything like that. And I mean, going forward, obviously hoping now that they start putting it on there just to make it, it is just more streamlined. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, and a good software package will enable you to run your live financials to ensure that you can check your cash flow and your revenue trends. And it's not only for helping you understand your business, but it's also helping you to explain your financials to any lenders that you might need. So with COVID at the minute, you may need to look at getting a CBILS loan or some other kind of loan. And actually, the information's all right there for you if you're on some sort of software.
Do you think having all of this set up over the before the last few months when obviously COVID hit has helped a lot of businesses and especially trainers, like having it all prepared and so you know exactly where everything is?
Yes, definitely. It's always good to be able to monitor your revenue recently and also compare it to the previous year. Obviously, we may have seen a huge dip in this year because of everything going on. But actually, if you can then compare the results, you can see where your peaks and troughs are and it will help you to plan for the next few months.
Well, hopefully their peaks are over the last couple of months with a bit of online training. But, you know, I know you've mentioned a few different like providers and softwares and apps like Xero, and which I'm familiar with as well, I believe. And what would you recommend for any businesses or owners to manage their financials? Is there anything that works best for you like as an advisor, or anything that you find most simple to use? Or
so we cover quite a few different softwares. There's different softwares for different sizes of business. For example, Xero and QuickBooks might be okay for the up to about 2,000 transactions a month, but when you get a bit bigger, that's when it might start to struggle. So then there are bigger softwares that are available for those larger companies. I definitely start with something like Xero and QuickBooks and see how it goes. The other apps that are useful, there's apps like Stripe. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Yeah, Stripe.
So obviously that manages all your payments, which makes your life a lot easier. And it saves you having to chase up information or to send out invoices manually. So it literally will make your life so much quicker.
So the, well, I suppose as an advisor, what would be, I mean, I reckon there's so many aspects of a business and personal trainers, well, their business in general that they don't even know that they need to improve on or need to sort out or anything like that. So I guess from their perspective, why would it, what would be the benefits of having an advisor? And like if they feel comfortable, or whether is there, like, would you say even if you feel comfortable, maybe get an advisor just to check it? Or I don't know. Like,
so we see a range of different clients. Some clients will only need us for their end of year accounts. So companies are required to submit annual accounts with Companies House and a corporation tax return. That needs to be in a special format, in which case we will get involved at the year end. We'll take their accounts information for the last year and we'll look through it, make sure it all looks okay, and then put it into the required format to file. For sole traders, you still need to obviously do your annual accounts and tax return. So these are areas that some people get a little bit scared by because it can be very technical and you can see a lot of jargon. So actually people just shy away from it quite a lot. But it all depends on how much you want to do yourself. We can either do the end of year stuff, or we can be there to do the hand holding throughout the year. Monthly meetings, quarterly meetings, and we can look at your recent trading and see any areas that we think that you could improve on.
And have you got any advice for like outsourcing when it comes to accounts, like preparing for annual accounts or anything like that? What would you advise people to, or how would they prepare for something like that, especially if maybe it's their first year and like becoming a personal trainer, not too sure what to do?
It can be very daunting. So there is a lot of the process that you're able to complete yourself depending on time you have available. Businesses will usually start to do the bulk of work themselves, and then as the business grows, then they will start to outsource it or pass it on to us to do. And actually, you want to focus your time on running and growing the business instead of the financial side. So that's when we can step in to help and support you. Or you can recruit an internal bookkeeper, which we see some of our clients do when they start to grow a little bit. So you can choose your software and you can keep all the accounts records on there, all up to date. And then at the end of the year, pass it all to your accountant, and then they can log into your software, extract all the information they need, and prepare your end of year accounts.
Yeah.
One other thing that we are able to do is we're able to look at your software and see how complete it is. So it runs I don't even know how it works, but it's some technical software that will assess your software that you use. And it will say if it's 50% complete, 100% complete. And then we can either say to you, you need to do a little bit more work on it, or we can obviously take over and then there will be a bit more work for us involved. So it all depends on how much you want to do. If you do have your own software, preparing a VAT return is fairly straightforward. Online, it will do it for you. So as long as you've entered all your bank transactions and invoices, it will usually be quite simple to submit. Alternatively, you can pass everything to a bookkeeper. And there, like I said, the apps can make things so much more efficient, even down to a scanning app. So you can scan your invoices. And obviously, then it will retain your invoice so you don't have to keep hard copies. Because at the end of the day, we're all trying to be more paperless now, aren't we? We don't like paper invoices anymore. And then obviously, you have your self-assessment tax return. So that is something that you can complete yourself. But the more complex it might become, the more you might want to consider asking a specialist. Obviously, we know any different areas that you might be able to benefit from. So it might be worth getting someone involved when it becomes more complex.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you must be very busy at one point during the year.
January, yes.
January, right, yeah. In preparation. Yeah. So... very broad question once again. Understanding taxation, where do you start?
Oh, tax, it's quite a complicated area, isn't it?
Is it?
So there are lots of different areas to be aware of. You've got self-assessment, which I just mentioned, corporation tax, VAT. So if you are self-employed and not a company, then you'll be required to submit a self-assessment tax return by the 31st of January each year. And the tax year runs from the 6th of April to the 5th of April. So that is the tax year that you will be focused on. It would always be worth considering if there's a benefit of incorporating and becoming a limited company.
Yeah.
So limited companies are separate legal entities. So the amount of the liability that you have is limited to the amount that you've actually put into the company.
Right.
So if anything were to happen, then at least you are restricted on the liability, which is always a benefit. However, with a company, there's a lot more admin. So you have to do the annual accounts and you have to complete a corporation tax return. So this is where you get another tax involved.
Right.
And the rate is currently at 19%, but obviously this can change as well. And within a company, you also need to do an annual confirmation statement. So that's when it can be quite complicated and can get costly. But as a shareholder in a company, you're able to withdraw dividends, which have different tax rates to if you were self-employed. So I don't want to go into too much detail or bore you all. But obviously that there's company or sole trade, definitely something to consider. It's also worth keeping an eye on your turnover, because anyone who has taxable turnover above £85,000, you are required to register for VAT. So that's when you then have to start adding 20% on top of your sales to be able to charge VAT. And then you can also reclaim that on your purchases. So that's always something that you need to keep an eye on for that threshold.
Yeah. So let's say I was a new trainer or a new business and I had no idea which one I wanted to do. Could we come to you and ask you, like, is that sort of like a part of it, I suppose?
Yeah, that's one of the best ways to really look at all the options. So we will always sit down with a client or a prospect even, and we'll go through the different options for their business. The best things to consider is how quickly you want to grow, because obviously if you are planning on growing significantly, then a company might be the better option straight away. Alternatively, if you just want to grow at a steady pace, then it might be worth staying as a sole trade for a couple of years. And then obviously once you get above a certain level, then the tax advantages of a company might outweigh the issues of all the admin that you have to go through.
Can you change from one to another at a later date? Or
yeah, that's fine. You can incorporate from sole trade to a company, or you can close your company down if you don't want to trade through a company anymore. Again, there's different areas to consider, but it will be what is best for you at the time.
Yeah.
So this is where, again, we will have quarterly or annual meetings with our clients. And if we suddenly feel that actually they get into a level where it might be worth incorporating, we'd have that conversation with them. So definitely worth speaking to an advisor about your different options.
I think one of the main circling back to personal trainers is, I think a lot of personal trainers, maybe over the last few years, they're doing their one-to-one sessions, and they get to a point where they can't really expand too much more without any investment or whatever it is that they're looking to do. So they might want to take it online, or they might want to go down a different form of avenue, but they haven't quite got the investment there. So if someone was looking to expand their business and seek investment for the first time, what sort of way would you think that they should look to go? Or is there anyone in particular they should need to speak to?
That's a really good question. So one of the things that we go through as part of our growth score at Creston Reeves is to look at three different types of growth. There's sales growth, which is effectively trying to sell the same product or service to more people.
Yeah.
So making sure that you have bookings for every hour of the day.
Yeah.
Then we have margin growth, which is where you sell an add-on to existing clients. For example, if you already have a full class once a week, then you could also sell a t-shirt to those clients. So you're trying to reach the same audience in different ways.
Great idea, actually.
Finally, we have strategic growth, which is where you expand where you operate. So you may have a couple of classes running around London instead of one location, for example. So it's important to understand which type of growth you want so that we can create a business plan around that and help you realise your potential. So recently we've seen a shift. We've moved from the why to the who era. So people used to look at what you were selling and why, but now people are buying into you as a person. We've moved from business to consumer to business to people. So if you can engage with your audience, it will create a lot more opportunities because actually they buy into you as a person rather than the service you're selling. Sure. As a personal trainer, how many people are out there offering the exact same service as you?
Yeah, well.
Where if you can make yourself a little bit different and you can engage with your clients and prospects, actually they'll come to you regardless of what everyone else can offer them.
Yeah.
So it's actually looking at all these different areas of growth and how you can set yourself apart. And also we've worked with a lot of banks over the years. We can obviously appreciate how difficult it might be to secure some finance, especially at a time like this. But the best way to increase your chances would to make sure that you've got your live records, they're all accurate, and you're producing the management accounts with this strong business plan of where you want to be in the future.
Yeah. I mean, so one of the ways I think a lot of trainers look to expand, I mean, from face-to-face to online is obviously quite a big part of it. If people want to recruit another person as part of that business, but obviously keep it under the same company, they're just employed by them, is that sort of the same processes as what you would normally go through as well?
Yeah, so obviously you can recruit people and then they can run some classes for you. So obviously that way it's a form of strategic growth, I guess, because you're trying to expand what you're offering. And actually it might be for different reasons. It might be so that you can free up your time so that you can run the business instead of actually putting on the class, or it might be because you've got that much interest that you actually need to run more and more classes. And recruiting people is definitely a good way if you've got the capacity there to be able to fill up that time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's sort of like the questions that I wanted to ask you today. I don't know if it's left me with more questions or answers. So I know you provided me with an information sheet, right? And if anyone has any questions at all, I'm more than happy to send it to them if that's okay with you.
That's fine, yeah.
I'm sure you get a lot of questions.
Yeah. And that's a good thing. We can have a chat through with people, try and understand their business a little bit more. And actually, there might be things that someone hasn't thought about that we can advise. And actually, it will be something new and exciting for them to try.
Exactly. And if people wanted to get in touch with you following this, is we can pass the details, or if you have any details at all, then...
Yeah, so my email address is lindsay.lights@questonraves.com, which I'm sure you can you can put on there.
I'll put it somewhere. I'll plaster it everywhere. You get bombarded. No, but Lindsay, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on. I mean, that's going to be really beneficial to a lot of people, I think, especially right now. And we're not a million miles away from January, so
no,
good luck.
So I'm going to hibernate now for the next couple of months.
Book any holiday off then, are you?
No.
Amazing, Lindsay, thank you so much. It's much appreciated, and thank you everyone for listening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.